From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. President Trump recently met with five Caribbean heads of state at his Mar-a-Lago resort in South Florida to discuss how the U.S. can help that region. U.S. officials follow that on Friday by meeting with ministers from almost 20 Caribbean countries in Doral. President Trump last month wanted to thank Caribbean leaders for backing his campaign to put pressure on Venezuela's authoritarian regime. They wanted to know how the U.S. can help them make up for the cheap Venezuelan oil they're losing and help them build more hurricane-resilient islands. Ministers from 18 Caribbean countries met at U.S. Southern Command in Doral with Deputy Secretary of State John Sullivan to address the latter concern.
Talking just now about disaster preparedness and resilience, this is about as big and inclusive and integrated a meeting as I've been involved in with our Caribbean partners and allies.
The meeting took place amid growing concern in Washington that China is significantly challenging U.S. influence in the Caribbean. Beijing's Global Belt and Road Project is aiding Caribbean countries with infrastructure. That includes a recent $600 million loan to the Dominican Republic to strengthen its power grid. Sullivan insisted that's not the U.S.'s motivation.
When that storm hits, when that earthquake hits, when that volcano erupts, we're not looking to do this for geopolitical reasons. We're looking to do this because this is our neighborhood.
Still, Florida Senator Marco Rubio recently said he was very concerned about the geopolitical inroads China is making in the U.S.'s neighborhood. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.